Opening credits, Charisma Media presents Fasting, opening the door to a deeper, more intimate, more powerful relationship with God, written and narrated by Jensen Franklin. Section 1, The Private Discipline That Brings Public Reward. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5 and verse 6. Introduction. What is the secret? That question usually comes from someone with a genuine desire for deeper intimacy with the Lord and knowledge of God's perfect will. For me, fasting has been the secret to obtaining open doors, miraculous provision, favor, and the tender touch of God upon my life. I was on a 3-day fast when God called me to preach. I was on a 21-day fast when our ministry received its first $1 million gift. When I was an evangelist, my brother and I traveled together. We would rotate our preaching nights. On my night off, I would fast all day for him. On his night off, he fasted all day for me. We went from obscurity to doors opening all over the world through the power of fasting. Every assignment has a birthplace. When God has placed a dream inside you that only He can make possible, you need to fast and pray. Good or bad, what's in you will come out only when you fast and pray. Now that I'm a pastor, our church begins each year with a 21-day fast. From those early years of ministry until this day, fasting has become a lifestyle. When I feel myself growing dry spiritually, when I don't sense that cutting-edge anointing, or when I need a fresh encounter with God, fasting is the secret key that unlocks heaven's door and slams shut the gates of hell. The discipline of fasting releases the anointing, the favor, and the blessing of God in the life of a Christian. As you read this book, I will show you the power of the threefold cord. I will show you how every major biblical character fasted. I will teach you how to fast. Most importantly, as you read this book, you're going to develop a hunger to fast. I don't know about you, but there are some things that I desire more than food. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Since you're reading this book, you are probably not content to go through this year the way you went through last year. You know there's more. You know there is an assignment for your life. You know there are things that God desires to release in your life, and there is a genuine desperation for those things gripping your heart. It was for you and for those like you that this book was written. Now I want to invite you to join this marvelous journey. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father